Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
You're listening to the Clean Comedy Podcast with your host, James Creviston.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Clean Comedy Podcast. It's James, and I have a great episode for you guys today. As comedy opens back up, as the world opens back up, as we're all out doing stand-up and doing sets and open mics and going back to our comedy communities to repopulate the world because we've been in our little caves for 2 years writing jokes, hopefully, and doing things we're supposed to do, there have been people that have been building stuff behind the scenes. And one of those people is Max from The Green Room in Los Angeles. Max, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, James, for inviting me. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I found out about you because one of my good friends, Paul Douglas Moomjean, did your show recently. He posted pictures and it looked awesome. And I was like, I have to know about this place. I've never heard of it. I've never been there. I don't know anything about it. I just saw the pictures and I was like, wow, that looks amazing. So I wanted to pick your brains and learn more about it. And then you also said there is a festival that's going to happen. So I wanted to cover the whole gambit there.
Let's just get started. We've been doing the show since 2017. Those pictures that you saw were taken from Friday at Alana's Coffee, and they were taken by Sam Ciro, and that was his first time taking photos for us. So I'm glad that you liked him. We'll keep him on.
Yeah, he did a great job. I mean, it was beautiful. It made it look very artistic. It made it look very comforting and fun and like a good venue where people are just enjoying comedy, which is my favorite kind of venue, obviously.
Yes, and that's at Alana's Coffee. They're a local establishment. We actually live down the street. I'm not going to say exactly where, so
yeah, no.
Follow us on. But it's Alana's Coffee on Venice, and they're great. They're local. We've been going there for many, many years before we even decided to think of it as a brilliant performance space because, like us, they've changed over time and we were in different spaces for a while. We were actually, before we were at Alana's Coffee, we were actually at the space next door. And okay. Then when that place went under, we took an entire year to find Alana's Coffee.
Nice. So you've been running it since 2017. What did you do during the pandemic? You guys probably couldn't do outdoor shows or do shows. So did you go to Zoom or did you migrate that way the same way most people did?
Yeah, we didn't do outdoor shows. Our shows are normally outdoors and we waited to the very, very right until the owners said you're more than welcome to come back and all that. During the pandemic, we tried doing Zoom shows and for what they are, it was interesting.
I love your wording.
It's funny how like the amount of tech work that those Zoom shows take was the amount of tech work that like it normally that I normally do during a real show. Like it was the same amount of money, the same amount of hands. Like I the funny thing, like I tried doing it on this computer and I'm on a MacBook Air and
right.
I work in live streaming in real life, so I know how to physically put the things together and wire things correctly and make sure it runs right, but it wasn't working. So I had a friend do it, and he did it all wirelessly via – he just jumped into my computer to do it wirelessly via some program. And I remember he hit play and we started running the test and I was like, oh great, it's working. So that means I could run it here from my house. It's just, is it skipping frames on your end? And he goes, it's because of the computer that you're on. And I was like, yeah. Well, there's no way I'm going to spend like another couple grand on another computer for this to make it work. So I outsourced my producing roles to a friend down the street and wirelessly connected with him and had him switch cams from up the street while we were here. So it was basically like a normal show. I was calling the shots from here while producing, having someone go camera one, go camera one, camera two, go camera two. Even
wow.
though it was a Zoom show.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And we try to make that show almost exactly like it would be at our normal show. So we had the same sponsors dropping off product. So I would literally go to VIP houses, go to comedian houses and drop off the goodie bags.
Gotcha. Now, do you stream that show too? The live show that you guys do, you stream that as well then? If you have camera stuff?
I don't. That's, I tried, and the best I could do is get it down to double the price that I pay to run the show without tech. We're able to get it down to an affordable price where there's less crew. So when the time comes, it'll be a very quick setup, hour or two setup, and the internet's perfect. We're at a coffee shop, so it's able to run at really top speed.
That's awesome. So now you guys are doing a festival. It's in Lancaster, right? I'm correct on that?
Yeah, it's about like an hour north of the valley.
Yeah. And is it just a big open area? Where is it at? Like, what's the venue and stuff like?
Big open, beautiful poppy fields. It's about 15 minutes from the freeway, so it's not like it completely in the middle of nowhere. The person who owns the land made sure that the owners of the neighboring plots of land aren't really around, so we're able to play music and do comedy all throughout the night. So no one's worried about, ruining anyone's experience.
Right, yeah.
And I've been going out there. I've been camping out there, going out and exploring. And honestly, I'm just very, very excited to be outside. I told Garrett, like, honestly, we should just do this, like, without, I'm down to just chill anyway. Yeah. And I think that's what everyone, all the comedians are just very, very excited to do something outside together, community-wise.
Yeah, that's the thing is, I think everyone got so tired of being inside and being pent up and being stuck here and not being able to do comedy that when this opened up, they were like, I'll go do anything. Like, I literally said to people, I'll go do anything. I don't care where it is. So I'm more open to shows than I might have been more picky pre-pandemic, but now I'm like, dude, if there's a show, I'm gonna go do it. So.
And we noticed, like, that's how our show switched up a lot, too. We started booking, in the beginning, we were booking comics, and people asked us, is your show outside? And we're like, yeah. And comics would not be down for that, and those same comics are now hitting us up for spots.
Now, is it, the green room, is there a theme? Is it because it's outside that it's green, or is there another theme that makes it the green room?
It's the green room is a play on words, so it's a 420 friendly room, which means that the my co-producer wanted to show us how 420 friendly we are, but I'm gonna remind her that this is the Clean Comedy Podcast.
Yeah.
But it means it's a 420 friendly room, which means the audience and the comedians are able to consume at their seat during the show. And I like to call it a green room because a green room is where comedians like hang out before the performance, and we try to keep it as a comedian friendly vibe. And I knew that we had a good thing going when comedians that weren't on the show were there watching the performances.
That's awesome. And then how many, I'm looking at the actual like flyer for the comedy campout. It's April 15th through April 17th. So if you guys are listening to this and you don't have tickets and stuff, you can go to comedycampout.com and it's there. But I'm not doing the. Go ahead.
We have a promo code too. Use promo code Green Room.
Okay, and I'll put that in the show notes too, so everybody knows. Now here's the question: how many comedians? There's a lot. I don't want to count, but how many comedians are on this show?
Oh, there's a ton. I think we have like 30 on our stage, not at the same time.
We're, right, of course.
Our stage is broken up into 2 hour blocks of comedy and music, and they're not going to be full 2 hour blocks. We have enough time for setup and teardown and for DJs to go in between. But we have music going for 2 hours, and then we'll have a DJ that's playing in the end of that music slot be the host DJ for the comedy show afterward. And we have a couple local comedy shows that are also performing on our stage.
That's
egg on your face. Yeah.
That's so awesome, dude. Like, that's, wow.
So Egg on Your Face is performing. They're doing a Sunday brunch, and we're going to change up the drink menu for that. And then we have interns that help out our show, and they're not really interns because we pay them and they're doing a lot of work, but they have their own show on Friday and Saturday before us and then after us one day.
That's awesome. Now, is this going to be running just April 15th to 17th, 24 hours? So you're going to be, you wake up at 4 a.m. and there's comedy and or music going on?
No, honestly, the Canadians would hope that was what was going on. But on Friday, we start comedy at 8 o'clock. So we're going to let everyone unpack, get their tents settled. And when it starts getting dark, that's when comedy starts. And that will be going until 3 a.m. Comedy won't be going until 3 a.m., but we'll have DJs and music playing. So for those of you that want to party all night, 3 a.m. is probably the latest we'll go. And same thing with Saturday. Saturday starts a little bit earlier, but then we have a little special early show starting from 5 to 6, and I'll be hosting that one. And that's going to be more of a podcast vibe. And then from my show goes into DJs that I've known since high school, coincidentally, and that's how it is. Going to comedy all night, and then Sunday we have a brunch show with Egg on Your Face.
That's awesome, man. And then what time does it end on the 17th? Does it stay over, or do you kick everyone out at 3 a.m. the next day? Like, how does that work?
We are the Green Room stage is ending at 3 o'clock. I don't celebrate Easter, but I will be. So on Sunday, we're going to be doing family stuff after the Green Room show. The other stages will be continuing for a while. I'm not exactly sure how long they're going on Sunday, but they'll be going for a few hours after us. And then I'll be going back to help clean up and make sure everything's cool.
That's so awesome, man. This is a cool idea. I've never thought of, like, I mean, I guess it's like a comedy Coachella, kind of, right? It's like everybody hangs out for a couple days and enjoys music and comedy and whatever. And that's super cool. I'm glad that you're doing this. And is this going to become an annual thing? You're going to start doing this annually?
I hope so. I worked with them a couple years ago. It was called Big Fire Festival, and I was their stage manager for a little bit for a stage. And it was such a cool experience. I hope that they were going to do it every year, and they were planning on it. And then Mr. COVID happened. Yeah. So we had a break for a while. They also do other events. They get invited to do stages at other festivals around the West. So I've done a few other festivals with them.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But this is going to be like the big one that we do together on our own. And we've been planning it up here for a while. But now that it's safe, it was a quick, we should probably get going before it gets too hot.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's smart. And then how often are Green Room shows? Are they monthly, weekly, biweekly? What are we looking at for those?
For green room shows at Alanis Coffee, we're doing First Fridays.
Okay.
So it's First Fridays of every month at Alanis Coffee. I don't want to say rain or shine, but the weather, we have not had to cancel anything because of rain. So the weather's been perfect. We'll let you guys know if the weather's not. We haven't had a rain out ever. And other than that, people hire us for private events too. We've done house parties, we've done Vegas events. So we're cheap, we're affordable. I fit in small carry-on luggage.
That's awesome. I love your way going. Now, are you a comedian too? Do you perform stand up on the show and stuff?
Yeah, I've been doing stand up on and off since I got my driver's license.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. And where are you originally from, LA, or are you from somewhere else?
I moved out to LA when I was like 11. I was a really bad kid.
I just moved out by yourself.
Moved out by myself. When I got my driver's license, I had a theater teacher that told me that at the Comedy Store on Mondays they do potluck. So after school one day I went over and signed up, and that was day one. And that's a longer story if you want to hear it.
Yeah, no, I'd love to hear that. Yeah, because now the potluck, getting the potluck is like winning the lottery, basically. Like if you get in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Now there's like.
Oh, go for it.
No, as I say, there's like 300 comedians there every Monday. I mean, not right now, because they're not doing it right now, but when it comes back, I'm sure.
I don't think they've done it over the pandemic. They've alternated, like a lot of clubs have been doing the Zoom rooms, and honestly, like, if you're from out of town, it's really, really good. It's really good to connect with people that way. Mm-hmm. But the, like, those potluck open mics are very brutal, and... Who's doing anything else on a Monday afternoon? So when I went down there when I was 15, that was 2005, 2006. It was packed at like 5:30. There was like lines of people. Like you would think that they had like just drink tickets giving out.
Yeah.
And I knew it was going to be that way. Like no one in my friend group or anything like that is in the comedy community at all whatsoever. So talking to them about this was a no-go. So I went down there by myself and just saw a ton of people out in front at the bar putting their name in a hat. And at 6:45 is when they draw your name, and they handwrite it. And if I had a camera phone or phone at the time, I would have taken this photo. But I remember getting there at 6:45, looking at the bottom of the list, thinking, maybe I'll go up first at 6:45 and I'll go home and then I'll never have to do this again. Then I'm looking at the bottom of the list and I'm going up all the way. And the very, very top, it says headliner Max Goldman. And it was like 11 o'clock. And I was like, oh my God, it's a Monday night. It's a school night. And I had to do the headliner spot at Potluck on a Monday night. And there was a ton of
That is awesome, dude. I've never been picked for the potluck ever. I've gone down there. I would also go do Kill Tony too, and I never got picked for that either. So it's like two random things where I'm like, I've tried it a bunch of times and just never got up.
It's a very I think I've had worse luck with other things and better luck with worse things.
that makes sense. But someone told me this, I don't know if this is true, someone told me if you write down a weird name for Kill Tony, you're like almost guaranteed to get up there. Like if you put like, you know, Shroomhead Max or something like that, like you would get up.
I'm sure if I put Shroomhead Max, I'd get drawn.
Right, of course.
You never know, like I put Max Goldman, I mean that's my real name, I put Max Goldman on it, like that might have been a reason for it to get drawn too. But either way, like when you're drawing a name out of the hat, you don't look.
But I mean, for Kill Tony, I think they actually do look at the names before and then pick them out and then put names back in the hat. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is who we want to get there.
Shroomhead Max.
There's something crazy, like something wild like that. Like, you know. Well, there's like one of the best comedians that I know of that, there's comedians that just do random names to go do stand-up sometimes, where they just write a different, it's not even their name, they just write it up there and then use that name to get on open mics. So I always laugh.
For the show on that we had on Friday, we had three comedians: Chad Kroger, JT Parr, and Strider Wilson. We had other comics, but those are their stage names. and they're obviously way more famous as their stage name than, because people don't know where their real names are.
Yeah.
And I had a coworker, I was talking about stage names with a coworker of mine, and he goes, comics don't have stage names, right? And I was like, do you think Earthquake's mom gave him the name Earthquake when he was born? Or Brucey Bruce is really just, his name's Bruce twice?
Right. Or that when he goes home, everyone calls him Larry the Cable Guy.
His son calls him Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah. Hey, Cable Guy. Yeah, it's like... It's always funny when people think that stuff, you know, so it's good stuff. Well, I'm going to put all this stuff up there. Is there anything else that you want to promote? Is there any other websites or anything like that that you don't want to promote while we're talking?
Miss Allie, do we have any websites and stuff that we need to promote that I missed?
ComedyCampOut.com, check out stuff on the festival.
Yes, go to ComedyCampOut.com, check out stuff on the festival.
Use promo code
Green Room. Remember, you could use promo code Green Room for a lot of things, for the Green Room stuff. That's including shows first Fridays.
VIP tickets.
We'll save you a table. If you use VIP tickets, we will save you a table at our show, with their name on it. Or a fake name. You could do Shroomhead Max. have a fake name.
If that starts showing up places, you and I are going to be in big trouble.
It's like, oh my gosh, Shroomhead Max. Oh, speaking of, don't you have, what are your sponsors for the show?
For this show?
Yeah.
I don't have any currently. I don't.
I was listening to, a couple other shows, and one of them had, I can't remember. I wish I could do it. I wish I could do like a... call 411 tax advice. That's 411 tax advice.
Oh yeah, we get random sponsors because we use Spreaker so for the podcast. So they insert ads and then pay per listen or whatever and stuff. I don't have anything. I mean, every now and then I'll get random things like thrown at me and it'll be like a one off and I'll go, okay, I'll do it or whatever. But it has to also fit the theme of the podcast too. So
makes sense. Like you'll do like a local soap or whatever.
Yeah. Usually it's, if there was a local soap, that'd be awesome. I like to support local stuff, but isn't anything. I should probably if I wanted to, I should probably reach out to sponsors for things that I actually use and eat and all that stuff. But I don't, I'm lazy. I'm a lazy promoter.
You would think our sponsors would be, cannabis related, but sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're just closed.
That's awesome. And so you, all the shows are sponsored. And is that, that's a good question. All your shows are sponsored. So is that how you pay the comedians or is there, is it based on ticket sales or how does that work? Cause you said you pay the comedians for the shows. You don't have to divulge that if you don't want to.
No. I'll talk about all the specifics. It took a very long time to figure it out, but,
sponsors
do pay. It's a scaling rate. So depending on what sponsors want to do, like we've had sponsors sell product, so that's a certain price. We've had sponsors give away, and that's a certain price. If they want to be their sole sponsor, that's obviously like a whole new tier in itself. I'll dip my head in orange juice if orange juice companies want to do something like that. I've worn t-shirts. So it really depends. It can be really, really simple, to the point where we have a pipe that we bring on stage for a pipe company.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it gives us an opportunity to experiment with putting brands in people's faces that they weren't really expecting otherwise, because we've been to other 420 friendly cannabis shows and it's 100% not the same experience at all, to the point where I can't even recommend other shows that are like that.
That's wild. Do you guys have like a screen up at the show, like where you could like show something, like if there was a something that fit your theme? Like, I'm only asking because I know I just have an idea. I'll talk to you about it afterward. I'm just curious.
Like a step, a space for like they call them step and repeats, like where you could pull up
something like that, like a screen or something like that. Yeah, where you could like show a video or show something like that. Do you have somebody to do that?
We have room for that. I don't have a projector, but gotcha. We do have space for that.
I was just curious. I have an idea. I'll talk to you about it after the podcast. Well, that's awesome, man. Well, I'm very excited for this. Again, guys, go to comedycampout.com. Use the promo code Green Room on there. And then also go check out the Green Room LA on Instagram. And they have all their links there for all their shows. First Fridays of every single month. And it looks awesome. If you go look at their photos, you're going to be like, I want to go to this. It looks chill. It looks like a fun place to hang out and laugh and enjoy a good time. So I'm glad that you guys were able to come on. I appreciate it. Max, tell Allie hi for us, even though we didn't get to see her and say hi. That's good. And all right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you again, Max. We're so glad. Please like, subscribe. Go check them out. Please go to @TheCleanComedyPodcast on Instagram. Like it there. Go subscribe on YouTube. And have a wonderful day. Bye.